Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today again is Craig and Stephanie Rapp. Welcome.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
We're going to continue our conversation on family and marriage life, but let's begin with a prayer in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we ask that you send forth your Spirit upon us to renew us this day, to guide us, especially with the gift of your consolation, in the directions that you have set before us. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So at the end of our last segment, when we were of our conversation, we were talking about moderation, especially when it comes to screen time. So I think that's an important theme for parents, and for, I think, not just for parents of children, but also for couples in general, is kind of protecting and securing the home from technology. Not that we want to avoid technology, but sort of this as Craig, as you had mentioned, moderation in that. I guess first of all, I mean, everyone knows the dangers of screen time, but I mean, maybe there are some particular concerns that you have from the experience of your family, or, you know, that you see out there in the world.
Right. Well, I think even when we talk about screen time, that can mean so many different things, too. It could be social media. It could be TV shows or what you're consuming, and movies, computers. There's so many things to tackle in all those different areas. And something Craig and I have really worked on first, both for ourselves and the kids, is really setting boundaries around that. And I think you do have to be really intentional, because the phone, all these things can really suck your energy and suck your time. You don't realize how distracted you are. Or there's a new term, like distracted parenting, because parents are so sometimes consumed by their phone, and it's very easy to do that. So something that we've done is we are reading this book together. It was actually recommended to me by another family life director. It's called The TechWise Family by Andy Crouch, and it is about both moderation with technology, but also how you're using it too, which is very important, and we could talk more about. But it's been really helpful for us to determine certain times of the day, certain things that we want to, for example, like meals. No screen, like that's not going to happen at a meal. Kids, adults, that there's no place there. In your room, in bedrooms, no place for technology there. So being able to read through this book and actually have those conversations with your spouse on what you want your domestic, your home to look like, and actually intentionally creating those boundaries are so, so important. And that's a great resource to start those conversations. And we could talk about how we've implemented that in our home.
Yeah, and just to make it a little more real, right? I think there's two examples in our personal life. I think, you know, you have your phone in front of you at all times, and your kid starts asking you questions, and your kid sees you looking at your phone instead of them, and so they immediately think, well, they care more about my phone or their phone than they care about me. So that's something that we've tried to be really conscious of. Some days we're good, some days we're bad about it, to be honest with you. I think the other thing, our kids specifically using their screens, is that we've noticed behavioral issues if they use the screens too much, outbursts, and then just their attention span kind of immediately changes, and it's hard for them to almost de-escalate from the screen. So the screen, like, you know, if they're playing an app on their Kindle, it's a constant influx of information at a very fast pace, and then they stop doing that, and it's like, where'd that information go? You know, what can I digest in my environment? And so our daughter, who's generally very well behaved, will start kind of bouncing around the house, and our son will literally throw a temper tantrum and start crying and screaming because he's just like, I can't deal with this. And so we have a rule. We think technology generally is very beneficial overall if you use it wisely. Our kids are allowed a half hour of Kindle time a day and maybe a half hour show, but we usually try to limit their screens to a half hour a day, and we think that's pretty age appropriate.
I think continuing on this is what tools are out there specifically? I guess let's kind of just look at maybe suggestions with different media. So, for instance, with television, let's just start there with kind of the general ones. A lot of families have moved towards just like no TV or no cable. Mm-hmm. I don't know, what's a good kind of balance in television consumption?
So in consumption, I would say, so we're, similarly, we have that rule until 2 years old. So we did research. I think we followed the Pediatric Society of America, whatever it is. We followed their recommendation that under 2 years old, there should be no screen time. So we try very hard to stick with that. It's difficult when you have older kids who are watching screens, but we try to stick with that. When it actually comes to filtering out content, that's where things get really tricky. So we use an Amazon Kids Kindle, which is really good about that. They have a free time service. It's a paid service, but it does really give you some sort of level of certainty. You can also go in and play with the parental controls to get really specific on how long they're using it and what content they can see. It shuts off the internet completely, which is great, other than to be able to download an app or a book. For television, there's also a lot of parental filters that you can use. So, for example, Vudu TV, which is a Walmart service, actually, if you purchase a show on that, even if it's a G-rated show, it might still have scenes of violence. And you can actually set parental controls in Vudu to get rid of the violent scenes in kids' shows. So that's been helpful.
Something for us, because our kids are so young, they're not in front of a screen without an adult being there. Like, and even with these controls, I'm still like, I need to hear what they're seeing, so that if something comes up that I do not want them to see or hear or needs to be addressed or talked about, like, I'm hearing everything, whether it's me or Craig or my mom, who is our nanny. So they don't use any technology without having a parent present. Of course, that's different when kids get older, and other techniques and strategies would be needed at that point. But I will also say a good resource, there's a website called Protect Young Eyes. And they have newsletters, they have tons of webinars for parents on different apps, different parental controls, what Netflix is doing, what Disney Plus, like, it is very, very, very thorough, and like you said, covers TV from social media to apps, and I found out about it through my work here at the diocese, and it has been very eye-opening to me to read these newsletters and to see all that parents need to consider when they're raising kids and trying to protect the family from some of these things.
If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Craig and Stephanie Rapp. A couple, again, if I can kind of zero in on a few little different things, and this might show my complete ignorance, maybe even my, lack of parental skills, but I see I see this, and I don't know if this is the case or not, so if I'm wrong, you can correct me, but, parents will, give their kids an iPad, and I think it's on YouTube, and it's just, constantly cycling through videos and videos and videos and videos, and first of all, whenever I see that, I'm like, what happens if something horrible pops up? Are there just kids streaming things on that they're doing, or what?
I would say that is a very legitimate concern. And even if there are kids YouTubes, or like we said, even our kids have a Kindle and it's made for kids, it's supposed to be vetted, screened, everything. To be honest, I still don't feel comfortable, even though I say, okay, up to 5 years old content. I still want to know what it is. Sadly, that's the world we live in, that things are, especially when you're talking YouTube and things that could be uploaded by anybody, very, very risky that they would be able to see something that you do not want them to see. And I think that, I know where I've read that sometimes that's strategic. There are things put into kids' shows. But then additionally, even apart from very dangerous things that do come up on these streaming services, even some very innocent kid shows can sometimes have themes that would not be aligned with Catholic teaching. So you might think, oh, this cartoon is safe and we've seen tons of episodes.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean it's going to be safe all the time, and you want to know what they're hearing so that you can address it and have those conversations.
And just to add to that, so I actually work in technology and cybersecurity a little bit, and so in YouTube, for example, YouTube Kids exists. It's something they say that they vet the videos, but it's not a person vetting the videos. It's an algorithm. Mm-hmm. So you're trusting AI or algorithm to determine what your kids are watching. And, people out there are unfortunately deranged people who intentionally know how to thwart the algorithm to put something inappropriate in kids' content. And there's articles about it online. You can look it up. But to Stephanie's point, I think we try very hard not to trust what our kids are watching and what they're digesting to an algorithm.
Back to an earlier bit of our conversation about this idea of legalism, that, and we don't want a fear-based But I think also, you know, some models of parenting, well, you can't do this because kids can't do this, you know, like, but adults can do this. So I think, how do you hold yourself consistently to the same kind of prudence in screen time for yourselves? Because that's ultimately how you're going to project the importance of it.
Right, definitely modeling that. Well, I mean, we could both speak to that, because I feel like we both approach like this differently too. Like Craig enjoys watching TV a lot more than I do. So his limits and what he has put in place for himself is going to be different from me. Do you want to speak
sure.
to that?
I mean, I'm a technology junkie. Like I love, the cool latest technology for TVs. I love latest technology for computers. I build computers. I mean, So for me, it is understanding that the most important thing in my life is my family, and modeling to them that I care about them more than I care about this hobby of mine, and I care about them more than I care about, you know, catching up and being up to date on the latest TV show. I try really hard as soon as I get home from work to put my phone in the dock, so it stays there. I have failures and successes, right? It's just like during Lent when we try very hard to stick with what we're giving up. It's like it's an everyday struggle for me to put my phone away due to work pressures or otherwise, but that is our constant emphasis. And then so we set aside specific times for adults and for kids to be on their phones, and otherwise we should not be on our phones. And my kids will call me out and say, "Dad, why are you on your phone right now?" You know, so we allow them to be our own checks and balances a little bit, which I think is good.
Excellent. Well, thank you. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today again has been Craig and Stephanie Rapp. Thank you.
Thank you.
And let's end with a prayer in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we thank you for this time together. Help us to grow ever closer to you through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And until next time, peace and all good.